Hi, everyone. Welcome to Evergrowing. I'm Sabrina Wong, and I'm the CEO of Evergrowth Coaching. I coach 8 to 9-figure revenue CEOs, and I want to bring to you the biggest breakthroughs from coaching sessions and the top tips to running a successful team. Evergrowing is about understanding yourself better so that you can understand your people and run a world-class team. I really believe signing up for leadership is to sign up for a journey of constant self-growth. And if you have an evergrowing mindset, you have an evergrowing culture, and then you can achieve exponential results. And now, let's dive in. I felt kind of lonely. And even since I was a little kid, I had a lot of anxiety, I had a lot of thoughts. I knew I had to pursue inner growth so that I could escape some of these things that I deal with on a daily basis. So that's for sure. But at the same time, my family ran a family business. It's actually called Sabrina's Country Store, where we sold American goods to American expats in China. Day in, day out, I worked at my mother's door. I watched her as an entrepreneur, and I saw how tired and stressed she was coming home to dinner tables. I would wait for her till 8, 9 p.m. after I've done my homework so we could have dinner together. And at dinner tables, some of her topics are filled with things that's happening at the store. What could I do? Solve it for them. Listen, right? So one of the things that I actually recommended my mom to do is create an onboarding policy and write down her processes. We talked about expanding her store to different regions in China and bringing the business online. I started doing that when I was in elementary school, all the way up until I left China to go to college. I think living and bringing businesses and understanding the entrepreneur's inner struggles has been a core part of my identity. And on the receiving end, all I wanted was for mom to be stress-free and to be present with me. So that feels a lot of the things that I do in coaching is to come with this holistic view of who is this person as a human? How are their relationships and personal lives? And how can we create some fundamental changes that make their business better, but also make their personal lives better?